This is the PJ and Jim in the Morning Catch-Up Podcast. Catch PJ and Jim live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on Classic Hits.
The power of love to start us off for this Monday, 14th of October. Thanks so many for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. How are you, folks? And how are you, Mr. G?
Not a butter at all. How are you? What's the crack and all?
Super duper.
And all the rest of it. A happy weekend, everybody.
Hopefully it was good crack for you. It was action-packed for you, was it?
No, not at all. No.
Great.
Very little action. Fart all is what happened.
Mind you, there was a major piece of action there because I saw it on your... social media over
what
the weekend
it?
There that you got very excited with the Bose win from
Friday
night.
Oh, that was fantastic. Oh my God, yeah.
So you've decided, you've pinned your colours now to European travels next year.
100%. 1 point is all that's needed.
So you're
and
going
it's
to,
Euro.
You're basically going to go to battle with Tara to see can you get some of her holidays so that you can actually go on an away trip with Bose.
Oh, it's going to be unbelievable. That is absolutely Tara, yeah. Well, that's if Tara ever comes in to have the battle with her. But
so, Tara could be, she could be your travel agent. She could be like Bose's official European travel agent, depending on, you know, what you get in the draw.
But sure, she'd never be here. What do you, like, you just...
No, she'd be with you on the trips.
Yeah, well, no.
She'd be like a travel guide.
Yeah, right. she'd have herself booked in to go. She'd be like, oh, you wanted to go as well.
Anyway, so you were, yeah, happy nice. You even allowed yourself to have a fizzy drink.
Yeah, it was a brilliant... It was a brilliant night. It really was. Like, they so, haven't been beaten since April.
Is it done and dusted?
No,
what did you
no.
Say? Sorry, one more point.
One point. Two games and 1 point. 1 point from two games. And that means even if they didn't, if the others had have to, like Derry would have to get 9 from 3. And so it's all but done.
All but done.
So it's fantastic it is.
And
it's
a good weekend. Good
what
weekend on the old Rugby ball as well.
What happened, yeah?
Yeah, so we're through to the quarterfinals.
Right, grand.
Just the small matter of the All Blacks. No, what do they know about
right,
rugby?
That's it. So there's 1 day left of rugby ball and then we can all get over ourselves. And
don't be so defeatist.
Well,
we've beaten those All Black chappies before. Twice.
Oh, yeah.
Twice.
Twice in 100 years, yeah.
Twice in recent history.
Twice in history.
No,
I think it's another way of putting it.
Yeah, okay. Why, you've got to get all picky, you know.
It's twice in history, I think. And the Japanese... So they're Scotland gone now.
Yeah.
That's very funny. Isn't it?
Why did you say that?
Because all the crapping out of them over the week of they're going, you know...
Well, so yeah.
Yeah, you sue you and we're like you're making us like you're taking 0-0 draw now, wouldn't you, lad? Hey, you know what I mean?
I don't think it would have helped them anyway.
No, but it would have. Would have been a little come off it. They'd at least be sitting there going, "We would have lashed them out of it." You know, that's all gone.
You could have had the you would have had the we could have should have.
That was the whole point. They were mad to play them because they were sure they were going to beat them. And then it was all, no, careful what you wish for, Mr. Scottish Pants. Isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's great. I don't know. You know the way people love the Scots and Ireland and everything? I couldn't care that. I love watching them a little bit. It's very funny.
How you didn't become a diplomat, I do not know. Minister for Tourism, PJ Gallagher.
Yeah, there we are. All right, lads, what's the crack?
He's only Minister for Incoming Tourism.
Go on now, lads.
Doesn't send anybody anywhere else.
You're just Norby and English lads in skirts, is all you are. Well, you see the text coming in now. Excuse me,
have we got any Scottish? We have a loads
you'll find
of English.
Them now, all right.
Yeah, yeah, actually, you'll have brought them out of the woodwork there. With
Donnie, hey, you stay. You lost two. Remember that?
Yeah, David Gray, man, we gave plenty of tickets away for last week on the show. Of course, he's got his gig coming up next April, I think it is, in the Three Arena.
It's on sale now, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah. There
we
you go.
We gave away a rake of tickets last week. Babylon from David Gray, right, birthday time. Are you ready
Let's
for
do
this?
It, yeah.
Start
well,
of a brand new week.
Yeah, that's you, right.
You've been on a spectacularly good run over the last little while. And this one, first one is somebody that you're very intimately associated with. In fact, I wish I had the sound effect to hand. Do I have it here? Anyway, let me just see if I can find it here now. Like the amount of times we used to play this.
What are you playing that for now?
Listen.
Unbelievable.
You can hear him telling you. It's only Ralph Lauren's birthday.
It is not.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Sure. Oh, I wouldn't have a clue what he looks like. I didn't even know Ralph. Is Ralph Lauren actually a sporting polo horse walking around on fella? Or is he just a fashion designer?
He's just a fashion designer, as far as I know. Maybe in his time he...
Right, so it's not like...
Maybe he whacked a mallet in his time.
I don't... Who knows? Say, yeah, you never know. Could have pulled a mallet off himself every so often. I don't know. I don't know what he'd be doing.
But he is kind of... I think he has a look of a bit of a, you know... clean cut New
Englander. I have
Englander
to Google him after I have a guess because I'm dying to see what he looks like now. I had no idea he'd still be alive. He must be some fair old age.
He's quite a distinguished looking character. Well, he was, you know what I mean. I don't know. As you say, to be fair, at this age now,
yeah,
I don't really know myself.
I literally haven't got a clue what age mallet whacker
Are you, like an avid wearer of his horses?
I've one t-shirt. I wear it about four times a year and get slagged to death over it. So I haven't a clue. I'll take it. He's 88.
Oh, not bad. 80.
Oh, right. Okay. I hadn't a rash. Now I have to Google his face. I'm dying to see what he looks like.
Right. What's the verdict?
Well, I'm not able to Google that fast at this time. There you go. I'm just getting links to his shop and his clothes. I can't see his face. Oh, look at him. Oh, I know his face well.
Well, there you go, you see.
And there's just a model wearing my shirt underneath him. I tell you something, man. You have it wrong. It's one of the best shorts that's ever been worn in the history.
And nobody wears it better than you.
In the history of fashionability.
Yeah, we'll have to put that photograph back up in honour of Ralph Lauren's birthday.
I think, yeah, you think you might have to.
Might have to be done.
It is me at my best, you know.
Time for birthday number two is only another sir. You know, you do love the sirs, don't you?
Not really, but yeah, yeah, go on.
Cliff Richard.
I do like Cliff Richard now. Fair play to Cliff Richard. Oh my God, the smell of cheese off him is fantastic.
You know, once
it?
Upon a time he was regarded as like the English Elvis.
Oh yeah. Oh, I do. I caught the tail end of it, yeah.
It's hard to put the two of them in the same.
I caught the tail end of it when he released the song with the young ones. Do you remember? Living Doll. Do you remember that?
The comedy one.
Yeah. And then they went through all his hits like for years after. I was like, oh my God. Like, yeah. His We're All Going On A Summer Holiday. Cheesy, cheesy, cheesy. Ham and cheese. It was unbelievable.
Remember, he was supposed to have been knocking about with your woman, the tennis player. The English tennis player.
No.
Sue Barker.
No, I don't think he's ever had a girlfriend.
Well,
or
I don't
boyfriend
know. Maybe
or anything.
Maybe she was a beard.
Do you know what I mean? Ah, he's neither or. He's one of them. I'd say if you pull down his trousers, he'd be like Action Man, just a big plastic underpants that don't come off.
The touch of the Kenneth Williams.
Oh, doesn't he like Cliff Richard? He's the most asexual man.
Apparently, he does a fantastic calendar every year.
You're
joking. Supposed to be the most amazing thing to see. He basically, it's just him photoshopped into like. Crazy exotic locations.
And you know he's banned from nearly all radio stations now.
Why?
Because he's considered so naff.
Oh, so naff. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's banned from almost all of them. He doesn't get played in the UK anywhere anymore.
On the basis of being naff.
Yeah.
That's hardly fair.
Yeah, he's considered to be so uncool. He's taken off all the plays. We play the life album with Christmas here. The life album.
Mistletoe and
Wine. Oh, we'll be Mistletoe. And all his hits. We, for no reason. When Christmas comes, classic hits be belting out the summer holidays. No. We love him here. And in fairness to him, he had a huge... He
fair
was
play,
wrongly
yeah.
accused
he fought the
for
law.
All that...
he fought the law, but he won.
Yeah, well, that was terrible when
he was
wrong. To be wrongly accused of that stuff.
Yeah, bad form.
That's a horrible shadow to have to live with. Am I going to say he's 76?
Not bad, 79.
Fuck.
79, decent effort.
Ah, good
right,
on you.
One of my favourites, the man who gave us... aha!
Alan Partridge, Steve Coogan. Right, yeah.
Steve Coogan's birthday today. Alan Partridge must be one of the greatest
comedy characters
ever. Oh,
absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Oh, God, what age is he? He's very good, man. He is. I met him in Edinburgh one of the years. He was grand, yeah. He was grand.
I was just going to say, I thought he had a reputation for being a bit of a knob.
He does, yeah. I don't know, but I can't say it. I didn't see it.
He was okay with you, though.
Grand, yeah. I didn't see the...
I really like all his stuff, but I had heard that he could be a bit of a...
I've heard that,
and
yeah.
He was, supposedly he was quite a party boy.
Back in his day?
Like he enjoyed the fruits of a successful...
Really?
...entertainment career, if you know what I mean.
Does it come in a bag, that kind of fruit?
It does, and it comes to your door and knocks on us and all.
Oh. Yeah. Same sort of fruit that Conor McGregor is known to be into, is it?
There's a selection of different fruits. It's like a fruit bowl.
God, I didn't know this thing. Didn't know any of this. Right, I'm going to say He's 52.
Oh, I thought you were going to get it there. 54.
Ah, right.
54.
Jeez, I'm not getting them today at all.
Oh, yeah, you're not that far off now, to be fair. And then the last one's a football one to finish, right? Probably... You might have caught the tail end of this bloke, but you probably wouldn't have been paying much attention to him.
Right.
Matthew Letizia.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Would you have been paying much attention?
Jeez, yeah, sure. He was brilliant. He wrecked a couple of games for United in the day when he was playing for Southampton.
Yeah. Well, he's a Southampton legend, I mean.
What a football player. He could have been a hell of a lot bigger and a hell of a lot more famous if he just didn't stay at Southampton.
Yeah.
To be fair to him, he just loved the club. And he was a huge thing for England. I remember Letizia.
He was one of those players as well that he kind of... He didn't look like he was doing a lot. And then he just...
Yeah.
A moment of magic.
Big parrot head in him. Like. Yeah. He was kind of Crouch before Crouch, really, wasn't he? He was.
It was really gifted. But you kind of... Like, you wouldn't exactly see him, you know... chasing back.
No, you're not a gift and none of the glamour, really. You know what I mean?
That's the other thing about it as well, yeah.
Yeah, I remember...
He doesn't look like David Beckham, is that what you're trying to say?
No, jeez, no. He looks like a parrot. Especially in the Southampton jersey. He was brilliant. Yeah, I remember him very well.
Didn't get that much time for England, really, either.
No.
One of those guys that, like... You'd imagine he should have been an absolute shoe-in.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't remember what the time it was, but I remember him getting... 94, maybe? He was probably getting on. I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to say he's...
You see him on... Well, you don't see him on the telly every weekend, do you?
No. About 53.
Not bad, 51.
Fart off!
You weren't that far away.
I didn't even get one off the post today. And considering the week I just had, I'm not feeling great about it.
Really?
Yeah, you know what I mean? I had two in the bag last week. I thought I was back on form. Now I'm just... shooting into the wilderness here.
Ah, well. Sure, look it. By way of consolation.
Don't feel any better at all now, after that. Thank you very much. See?
That's your news in Ireland's official station for 80s, 90s and more. This is Classic Hits.
Nice one, John. 6:31. How are you today?
Very well. Good morning.
Good weekend,
how are you?
All of that sort of stuff?
Not too bad at all. Yourselves?
What was it filled with?
A bit of everything. Well, there was obviously a certain amount of sport because it... a pivotal one where the old rugby and soccer teams are playing.
Yeah.
And the reward for getting out of their pool in the rugby is New Zealand.
Oh, yeah. Doddle. Good job we got an easy draw.
Yeah, I mean, Joe Schmidt himself being a New Zealander, on the clubs right away.
Look, to be honest with you, we have the mark of those guys.
Oh, absolutely.
Those guys will be planking themselves at the prospect of playing.
I'd say they will, yeah. So it's just like meeting Georgia in the Euro qualifiers.
Pretty much, yeah. Basically the same thing.
Thankfully, I didn't watch the football beyond belief. But apparently, Mick McCarthy took umbrage with journalists who were like, why didn't you bring on Aaron Connolly earlier? Why didn't you go for it? Oh, and all that. Basically about defending, keeping a score. This kind of thing. And I mean, he's basically defending keeping a clean sheet against Georgia when they now must beat one of Switzerland or Denmark in the remaining two matches. They must beat one of these teams.
Yeah.
And these teams are statistically, factually, in every possible way, better than the Republic of Ireland at the moment. So they've asked themselves,
well, I think we can beat one of these chuffing so-and-sos.
And all that. But the evidence doesn't point to that.
Back it up at all.
What are you trying to say, John?
I'm trying to say that our hopes of reaching Euro 2020
Stop sitting on the fence. Spit it out there.
Home matches in Dublin. We'll never have a tournament again. And they're compromised by a draw against Georgi Advraladze over there.
It was the worst game of football I have ever seen.
By all accounts.
It was absolutely dreadful.
Yeah.
Like,
to be fair, PJ saying it's one of the worst games of football he's ever seen, and that man goes to League of Ireland games.
Hey, you watch our Georgi mouth! Outrageous! Low blow!
The Daily Mount Roar, huh?
Yeah, show me love from Robin S. and Paco Banton with UB40. UB40's kind of squeezed in there almost unnoticed, PJ.
Yeah, I wouldn't say unnoticed because I knew there was something coming. I could feel it coming in. I could feel it in the car that there was something horrible was going to happen today. And now, thank God it's over and we're all right.
Baby, come back. Your Get Up and Go song here at Classic Hits. Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim, almost 19 minutes to 7. Good to have you along, folks. Thanks for hanging out with us as always. And if you want to give us a shout, 087-188-0008. We generally get to see them all, even if we don't get a chance to actually give you a shout out. We will try and get through as many as we can today. It's quite a lot going on today, actually. We've just been chatting there. Magic Mike's just been in with us. We've just been chatting about a few bits and pieces that are happening today, as well as all the regulars. Of course, you know it's a Double Money Monday, and it's big wedge now on Double Money Monday.
It is, yeah. What are we on now? 19, is it? 1,800, is it? I'm looking at 1,800, but I think it's more. I think it's 1,900.
Well, whatever. It's all good, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It's huge money, so it is.
So that's on the way in about an hour's time. Classic Hit Study, as usual, if you want to check it out in advance, or just give us a shout on the WhatsApp if you want to play. New prize on the breakfast table quiz, of course. That's on the way. But also, if you're... we've spoken a lot on this show about Forever Young, the Forever Young Festival, how brilliant it was in the summer, right?
Great crack, yeah.
And you probably heard that we launched the Winterfest version because we were actually chatting to Sharon herself about the whole thing, about the whole launch of it, right? And we have an amazing prize this week. Basically, the idea is we're giving you the chance to win, right? You and four of your friends, so five of you, the chance to win tickets to Forever Young's amazing indoor festival. It's called Winterfest. It's happening on the 6th and 7th of December at the INEC Arena in Killarney. Now, here's the bit, right? It's not just kind of like getting the tickets and going along. Not at all.
What is it?
It's the full VIP malarkey for the entire weekend, right? You get to stay at the INEC Glen Eagle, including meals for the five of you. Champagne reception.
Dear Lord.
Drinks tokens.
What are you on about?
And a meet and greet with the acts performing at the festival themselves.
Fantastic. There you go, yeah.
It doesn't really get any more VIP than that.
It doesn't really. It's a pretty amazing giveaway, in fairness. And if it's anything like the crack the summer one was,
yeah,
we can't guarantee, or can't recommend it enough, not guarantee
that's
it enough.
Incredible. I mean, your stay, your accommodation, your tickets, your meet and greet, champagne receptions, meals include. Man, that's incredible.
I know, it's almost sounds too good to be true. It sounds like there's going to be a twist, like you're the one that has to provide the sandwiches and champagne. But no, that's not it. We're assured it's all for you.
And basically, all you got to do is simply, right through the course of the week, you just got to listen out for any of the acts that are performing at Winterfest this year. So you've got the likes of Howard Jones, you've got Tony Hadley from Spandau Ballet, you've got the likes of Nick Kershaw, Nick Hayward, The Christians, Altered Images. So whenever you hear any of those acts, all you do is WhatsApp the word WIN and your own name and details to 087-188-0008, and then you're in as one of the qualifiers.
So there you go. So when you hear 80s music this morning, I'd pretty much go for it, to be honest with you.
I'll tell you what, right? Just because it's a Monday and because we're only getting things going, I'm going to let you in the secret now. There's one of these in the 7 o'clock hour and one of these in the 8 o'clock hour. It's there. Can't say fairer than that. So literally two chances on this very show, PJ.
Look, you can't go wrong. Like I says, if you hear something 80s, just go for it. It'll be hard for them to discern it. Trust me on this. If there's a flood of them coming in, you'll all be in the same pot. So just go for it when you hear some 80s stuff.
So there it is. Listen out for any of the acts performing at Winterfest, 6th and 7th of December at the INEC Arena in Killarney. Incredible full VIP package. All the tickets, all the accommodation, the meals, the champagne reception, the drinks, the meet and greet, the whole nine yards. Just listen out for it and get their win and your own name and details into 087-188-0008 whenever you hear any of those acts. My God, I tell you, what a start to a week, eh? What a Monday.
Yeah, well...
Have you anything else you want to throw into the pot?
For that? Are you joking me? They're already getting to... What do you want me to do about it?
Just saying. In case there's anything else you want to contribute, in case you're feeling particularly generous.
No, I'm trying to get something out of this for myself, Jim. You're not paying attention to me at all. I'm done with the giving. This week is all about me.
Oh, it's all about the taking.
Yeah.
Phil Oakey, Giorgio Moroder, and Together in Electric Dreams. A lot of people assuming that's one of our Forever Young Winterfest songs. It's not, though. Wrong spy, as they say. But the good news is there's definitely one on the way after 7 o'clock. In fact, we've won after 7 o'clock today and we've won after 8 o'clock today. So we'll be generous and we'll let you know exactly what they are. In fact, do you want me to go and give you the actual artists involved?
Yeah, go on. That makes it better. That makes it easier for everybody.
I tell you, in the next hour, it's going to be Spandau Ballet.
Grand.
Okay? And then after 8 o'clock, it's going to be Nick Kershaw.
So there you go.
So I can't make it any easier than that. So you're listening for Spandau Ballet in the next hour.
Give us the name of the songs. That would make it easier than that.
Right. It's Gold from Spandau Ballet in the next hour.
Yeah, Grant. And after that, just to be...
Newman, heck on.
You know what I mean? It's just you said you couldn't make it easier. I'm just pointing out you could.
Wouldn't it be good?
Right. And what about exact times then? Can we do that? No, we can't do that. Right, well, there, yeah, now.
So now you know what you're dealing with. So gold from Spandau Ballet, sometime between 7 and 8. And wouldn't it be good from Nick Kershaw, sometime between 8 and 9.
Perfect.
They'll be your opportunities to win.
There we are.
And in case you've forgotten what a prize that is, it's not just your tickets to the Winterfest at the INEC in Killarney. You'll be getting to stay at the Glen Eagles. And this is for 5 of you, by the way. This is you and 4 of your mates getting all this. And it's VIP passes, it's drinks vouchers, champagne reception, meals, meet and greet with the acts.
Amazing.
Nora.
And I'm not allowed to put
me... We don't get that stuff.
No, we don't.
We have to go work at them and we don't get that stuff.
Just all stay there and don't go missing.
Yeah.
Don't enjoy yourself, whatever you do.
Yeah, take your hands out of your pockets.
Why?
Anyway, all of that and of course the hit bit on Double Money Monday on the way after 7
all
as well.
All the way, 1,800 quid on
nice.
The hit bit as well.
PJ and Jim in the morning.
Natalie and Brulia Torn here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Monday, 14th of October. Thank you for doing that, folks, and thanks for all the WhatsApps, 087-188-0008. You'll need it at this hour for sure on a couple of occasions if you've wanted a crack at the Double Money Monday on the hit bit. That's on the way before 8 o'clock. And of course, we'll definitely play Spandau Ballet in gold at some stage, and that's your opportunity to get in to win those that incredible prize for the Forever Young Winterfest. More details on that on the way too. But in the meantime... my athletic friend over there, PJ Gallagher.
I don't know if it was impossible to miss this over the weekend. It was one of the biggest stories as far as... But not even just sport. But a man making a marathon in under 2 hours. It is absolutely ridiculously superhuman, out of this world, actual
I never
mad
thought I'd see
stuff.
It done. Never thought I'd see
I
it done.
I didn't think it was possible.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I never even knew someone was trying it this weekend. I did not even know somebody was trying to attempt it. And then I wake up and see... I saw the still frame picture first, right?
Yeah.
And I saw it was like the 140 whatever. And I was like, what's that about? And the first thing took me is it took him a while, whatever he was running, because there's no way he'd even cross his mind that it could have been a marathon.
Yeah.
Turns out...
What was the official time?
It was... Let me just get the official time. One... Oh, here, I'm at... Oh, jeez, I'm after looking... I'm looking at everything except for his official time. 13.6 miles per hour is what I'm looking at. That's not the official
13.6
time.
13.6 miles per hour.
That's not the official time. Where is it? It was 140... 159, 40 seconds, 0.2.
Right.
So that's what it was.
So it was literally, God, it was only 20 seconds, but my God, 20 seconds.
Yeah, only
the
20
most important
seconds.
20 seconds of your life.
Only 20 seconds, he says. In running terms, that's like 3 years.
I'm saying it's really important.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like 1 second is huge.
Seriously, there's no way this fella did it without some jungle juice. I don't care what anybody says.
This stuff, I just can't. I can't, like, now there's a huge amount of preparation that went into it, right? So he didn't do it on his own. It was a team effort, right?
Yeah.
He had these special runners that were made for by Nike, right? A lot of runners are saying, like runners, the people runners, they're saying they shouldn't be allowed to use these because they're so advanced and they have like carbon fiber plates in them that make you sort of propel you forward a little bit, right?
Yeah, but not to the extent where you run a marathon in under 2 hours.
Definitely not. So what they then had was every 5 kilometres, he had these pace setters. And these pace setter runners were out in front of him, right? 7 at a time. Right? And they were like in an arrow formation, much as the way cyclists would sort of compete in the Tour de France.
Right.
And it was actually orchestrated by a man who is the boss of the team that won the Tour de France, right?
Right.
So there's like a lot went into this. Then there was an Audi car travelling in front of them with lasers pointing onto the street so that they could follow these laser marks to know that to keep those laser marks meant their pace setting was completely and utterly on point, if you know what I mean, right?
Yeah.
So there's an awful lot that went into it. And then at the end of it, your man turns around and goes, just want to say, people have no limitations. Well, if you don't have an Audi, a team of runners,
yeah,
special runners made by Nike and whatever else, well, then you do
it's
have limitations.
It's still some achievement,
and
though.
Then he crosses the line. What blew it for me, though, what made me go, ah, here, was he crosses the line, right, after a marathon. Right? In under 2 hours. And he looks like he's just got out of bed. He was like, all right, yeah. Wasn't even out of breath.
Brilliant.
He wasn't even out of breath. He wasn't even sweating. He looked like...
So
he might
who
have
is this guy?
He's a guy from... Let's go into the details of this, right? So he's a 4-time Olympic champion, right? And his
in fairness, he's got serious credentials. Which is great.
Eliud Kipchoge, I think you say it, right?
Right.
I'm trying to get it right. Eliud Kipchoge, right? It's just, he lives in a mountain village close to the equator. He thought little of this high-intensity altitude running, so he's been way up. You know the way if you run, you have to train and where the air is thinner and then you come down and it's better or whatever. So he entered the history books. He's done it. I just don't buy it. I'm sorry. And maybe I don't know enough about the sport, but I don't buy it.
But hang on a second. How can you have an issue with it when you actively promote the idea of a drug-ravaged sport?
I don't have an issue with it. I just wish he'd come out and say, listen, I took this stuff and it's unbelievable. Look,
how much did he, like, obviously this one is the first time ever under 2 hours, but what's the nearest anybody else
has
ever
gotten? Well, it was him. He did it in 2:01 before, right? So that was as close as ever. Everybody thought a second, like in athletics, a second is so long. So no one thought he would blow, like, to try and beat it.
2 minutes is
nobody
years off.
He would get it, but he's done it by 47. Will you get out of it? Get out of it.
I think it's a brilliant achievement for humanity.
It is a brilliant achievement for
humanity. You're a runner. You must be savouring this.
Yeah, absolutely. And when I think back to my own marathon, you know, I'd know Audi, I'd know Lasers, I'd know Nike runners.
You know, team of seven people every 5 kilometres.
And I did it in 4.5 hours. And I think I could catch him one day.
Easy. I'd say you're right on his tail.
You couldn't catch him on a motorised scooter. You get that? It's the lads out of control. I mean, it just come out. That's what I think. Just come out and say, listen, there's this stuff and it's amazing. Now, you still have to be the best runner in the world.
Well, exactly. There it is.
But you still have to.
On that final positive note, somebody achieves the impossible. PJ just wheeze all over him. Unbelievable.
The impossible. Jim just called it the impossible. That's the important word here.
Yeah, Spandau Ballet featuring, of course, Tony Hadley, who's going to be performing at this year's Winterfest. It's the Forever Young Winterfest Indoor Festival. It's happening on the 6th and 7th of December at the INEC Arena in Killarney. The likes of Tony Hadley from Spandau Ballet, Nick Kershaw be there, Altered Images, Nick Hayward, The Christians, Howard Jones, loads and loads of acts. That was our song for this hour. We told you that was going to be on the way. And when you heard it, if you wanted to get in to win this incredible package that we have for you, you need to get the word win and your details onto 087-188-0008 on the WhatsApp. And who's the qualifier then?
It's Aaron Mahoney. Aaron Mahoney, you're our first one in this morning. Fair play to you.
Well done.
So well done. Keep our fingers crossed.
Yeah, the winner's going to be announced this coming Friday. What a prize it is. It's not just tickets. It's the full VIP treatment for the entire weekend. You get to stay at the INEC in Gleneagle. You get to have meals for the five of you, because that's the important bit. It's not just for you. It's for you and four of your mates. It's five of you heading off for this. There's a champagne reception, drinks, tokens. There's a chance to meet and greet the acts themselves.
You should turn up with your own band.
I tell you.
That's what you should do.
You're only short of being on stage with them, for God's sake.
Pretty much, pretty much.
It's incredible. So well done, Aaron Mahoney and Cork. You're a qualifier. Another chance to do it in the next hour. Next time, it's Nick Kershaw and Wouldn't It Be Good, okay? That's the song you're listening for. Nick Kershaw, Wouldn't It Be Good. And remember that gig, the Winterfest, Forever Young's Winterfest Indoor Festival at the INEC Arena in Killarney, 6th and 7th of December. Good stuff. Thanks a million, John. Right, it is Monday, means double money for this. It is the hit bit. Bit of a hit, but of what hit is it a bit? €1,800 today.
1,800 quid. Huge money on the hit bit. And if this music isn't inspiring you to get involved, throw a few digs and make a few quid, then I don't know what will. 087-188-0008 is the number. All the wrong answers so far in classichits.ie. And you can listen to it as many times as you like, which is the main thing.
Mm.
So you don't want to waste your guess if you can get on, especially on a Monday when the cash prize is so big.
Yeah, get your ears around that as often as you like on classichits.ie. And the most important bit is don't give us your guess, as PJ said. Just let us know that you want to play. Magic Mike could give you the call back and get you on 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp if you fancy a crack at the hit bit. €1,800.
Double punny Monday for Mike.
Survivor's Eye of the Tiger here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for that. 22 minutes to 8 o'clock. 087-188-0008 if you fancy a crack at the hit bit. Double money Monday. €1,800. Let us know if you fancy playing it. Classichits.ie, of course, if you want to check out all the previous guesses. Music, obviously a big favourite of our PJs. And particularly appropriate because he's warming himself up to have a good old punch at this next little bit because...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you something. Wait till you hear this. He's literally going to go. Ooh, I tell you, poor old Robert De Niro, he doesn't know what's on the way from.
Ah, look, will you? Everybody is looking forward to the new movie. It's coming out. It's called The Irishman. It's supposed to be fantastic. It's the old gang back together. Joe Pesci, Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, Mr. Scorsese at the helm.
Yeah.
Making this movie that everybody has been saying, oh, they can't wait to see it. It's their closing of the legendary series of films made by these lads.
I mean, just that music alone is enough to make you want to see this.
Makes me think, I can't wait to get into this. I haven't been to the cinema in years because people are so badly behaved.
Correct.
Right? Their
I'm
phones
with you on that one.
Coming out and they're chatting and they're rustling bags of jellies and all, rimming an elbow in the face.
Right? You see, I told you he was warming up for a good
punch. But I tell you something. When I saw that the running time is 210 minutes for a start, right? That's 3.5 hours. 3.5 hours. No way.
I mean, you'd run a couple of marathons in that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You'd watch a Titanic in that. Remember how bad that movie was? Like, seriously, it's outrageous. That is too long. That is not a movie. That is a box set.
Yeah.
You're bringing us into the cinema to watch a box set. To watch a series.
So explain then for some people, explain what the story is, because this is a Netflix thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, it's going to the cinemas and then it's coming out on Netflix not too long after. I think November 27th is the day it's due to land on Netflix. Right.
So you'll certainly be waiting for the next Netflix
version.
I know,
so I can watch anything that's 3.5 hours long.
But in installments.
No, it's too long.
Right, okay.
I've been looking forward. And anyway, you know something, the lads, fair play to you lads, you're brilliant. Hang up your hats. Hang up your hats. They've used this technology to make them look like they're aging through the years and all that, so they all appear much younger than they already are. But like, let's face it, we've seen this little shenanigan show before, right?
We have.
Yeah, we have. It's De Niro doing De Niro. Yeah.
Oh, hey, what are you going to do? Oh, hey, let's do it here. You put him over there. Shoot him in the head. You know?
And the other fella shouting out of him all the time.
You're not going to talk to me like that. Nah! Hey!
You know, we've seen this little show before.
Right.
It was 3.5 hours of the same thing. Let's be honest, there are a lot of us over here on this side of the water. The only reason we're interested in it in the first place is because it's called The Irishman.
Probably.
If it was called a Welsh fella.
Although there is something.
We wouldn't be interested. If it was called a Welsh fella, we'd be there. I'm not.
There is something a little bit special, though, about the fact that even though you don't like him or them, the idea of, like, it's a bit like the Rolling Stones coming back. You know what I mean? When you get Pacino and De Niro and all that sort of stuff. You know what I mean? Back together.
No,
that's not bad.
I don't agree with you at all. I don't agree with you at all. It's not like them coming back. It's like them coming back with nothing new to offer. It's like them coming. It's
their greatest
the
hits.
Hologram show. That's what it's like. It's like the hologram show.
Their
of
greatest
the
hits. Oh, it looks fantastic. I'm just, as that music's playing, I'm actually just watching the trailer on YouTube.
I don't know.
It does look good.
I really don't know. It's about
hugely hyped anyway, that's for sure. Hugely anticipated.
Oh God, of course it is. They hype everything. Like, I mean, it's the Joker has been hyped now so much to the point that I'm not going to go. I was actually looking forward to it. I was thinking, that is the movie I'm going to go. After my cinema drought for years, I'm going to go see the Joker, right?
Yeah.
And then there's been so much hype about it. I know the entire story now before I've gone to see it. And now I've lost. Now there's no. What does I can get nothing out of seeing the movie now. Nothing.
Oh my God,
everybody's told me everything about it.
Harvey Keitel, I just saw in it as well. Is he in it?
Oh God, is he in it
God,
as well?
Fantastic.
He's not. His name's not in the cast.
Yeah. Maybe it wasn't him. Somebody looked very like him there.
But Scorsese's next movie. The two lads are in it. I could tell you the story, but this is really important. It's about a union fella called the Irishman. You know, he's the story. Frank Sheeran is his name. A World War II vet and a mob hitman.
Listen to that music. Fantastic.
Now he's an elfle anyway, and he reflects on his events that defined his career as a hitman. And the role
so
he
what
played
is the
official
release
Jimmy
date
Hoffa.
Then?
Remember all that stuff. So the 27th of November is the Netflix release date. As far as cinemas, I think it's this week or something, because they just had their big thing in Leicester Square last night.
Wow.
You know the Leicester Square yoke where they walked the red carpet?
Mm.
Al Pacino turned up in a suit and a pair of runners.
Fair play.
Yeah. And
look
that
at my
made a sound. Cause it's all I do. I'm making a sound cause my feet are sore.
Hit bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it? Hit bit.
There you go. Sorry, I was away. I was doing something there.
Sorry, I should have jumped.
€1,800 is what it is for the classic HitBit this morning. Double Money Monday and a pile of cash for yours, for you, if you can tell us what bit of a hit is this from. And it's all yours. So there you go. Joseph Duffy. Joe Duffy himself in Dublin is going to play for us this morning. How are you, Joe? Joe!
Hello, Joe. Try line two, then, and we'll come back to Joe.
All right. So, Kieran Jones, then. How are you, Kieran?
How are things, boys?
Ah, not so bad, Kieran. What part of the country are you in this morning?
I'm blowing my crew now at the moment, sitting at the fucking car park and working.
All right. So, what's your plans for the day? Did you have a good weekend?
To the grind.
Right, so. Well, let's try and get stuck in, so I'll give you a few quid. €1,800, but Kieran, what do you think it is?
I think it's Sugar Hill Gang, Apache Jump On It.
Right, so, I'm not sure I know this one.
You will know when I say this to you, PJ, because it's not right, but go up and get on, jump on the website. Jump on it. Jump on it. No? Anybody?
Very good.
I think I'm more confused than I was the first time now.
Do you know it?
No, I don't.
Jump on it. Jump on it.
I do. Just that one bit you'd probably know.
Yeah, I'm not going to do the rap for you now, to be fair.
Right, thanks for having a go, Kieran. Have a good day, man. Take care of yourself. Cheers.
Bye-bye now.
See you, Kieran. Good luck. Right, so is Joe Duffy there?
Hey there, Joe.
Ah, how are you, Joseph? What's the story?
Grant.
How was your weekend?
Oh, it's great. It's fine, yeah.
Yeah, it's a laid back one. You didn't do too much?
Nah, it's just something easy.
Right, so hopefully a good refreshed feeling for you this morning. So what do you think it is, Joseph?
St. Elmo's Fire by John Parr.
Right, so what do you reckon, Mike?
St. Elmo's Fire.
Yeah.
John Parr, great tune as well, isn't it? Nice cheesy tune. It's not right, unfortunately. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
As I say to everybody, come on, have a go. Play the game. You can't quit until it's won or something.
Oh my god, he doesn't even know the lyrics.
And I wouldn't mind, he had them written
he
down.
He doesn't even know, he wrote it down.
He still got it wrong.
Hold on, I will get this
he
right.
He keeps losing confidence in himself.
Play the game. You can't quit until it's won.
Oh, that was God. It was actually better when he didn't know it.
That was worse than the first
time.
I think I left a word out
somewhere.
Oh my god. Joe! You would have been better off if you'd have stayed lost on the phone lines, to be honest, after that. But listen, thanks for having a go. Keep at it. Take care of yourself, man. Cheers.
I think poor Joe was traumatised after.
I know, yeah.
He's still trying to figure out the rhythm of it. Listen to him. He's still singing away to himself.
That's what happens. The game is what? I left out the game.
Wow.
You can't quit until the game is won. Sounds like a country and western song.
Just the way you sing it.
Anyway, yeah, that was for sure. Right, so not St. Elmo's Fire. Not what was the name of the other one?
The name of the other one was Jump On It by Sugar Hill.
Jump On It, yeah.
Right, there you go. So
another mystery.
So neither of those.
Dear God.
And you can try again with Damien Farrelly later on this afternoon. Safe in the knowledge that you won't be punned out of it.
Yeah.
Should you get it wrong.
And now we know that his new way of doing puns is just a country and westernify 80s hits.
Linda Carlisle, Heaven is a Place on Earth. Here are classic hits waking up happy old PJ and Jim on this Monday. Kind of an appropriate tune for this next little story, to be fair, because it wouldn't be often. You know, I wouldn't imagine it's very often, but certainly not on this show. But I can't imagine any show where you'd actually have what you might call a celebration of a funeral.
Ah, yeah, look, I think this is a great story. So you're going to see the video. If you haven't seen it already,
I'm
you
sure
will
you probably
see
have.
It going
it's
around.
Everywhere over
it's
the
going
weekend.
All over the place. So on October the 8th, I think the funeral was, wasn't it? Or October the 8th, I think the man died. But a guy called Shay Bradley. Well, he literally had what you can call the last laugh at his funeral.
Yeah.
So a video's going around and it's, there's mourners all around the coffin and...
And we should say, by the way, we should say that as far as we know and as far as the video seems to show and all that sort of stuff, all of Shay's family and friends heartily endorse this.
Oh, you can see it in the video. The only person that seems upset about it is the priest. And to be honest, that makes it even more funny. The priest is the only person who's not cracking a smile. So he had a long battle with illness. We don't know what the illness was, but he had a long battle with illness. And there was a death notice for him on RIP.ie saying, yeah, he died on October the 8th, peacefully in the tender arms of his loving wife after a long illness, bravely born. So the husband of Anne and the father of Jonathan, Suzanne, James and Andrea. So a father of four, and he's gone and he's dead and it's very sad. And you'd wonder, well, how is this a good crack story for 8 a.m.? Well, I tell you why. He seems like he was a great bloke. He did something that we all kind of pretend We all talk about doing stuff like this for our funerals, right? We all talk about sort of having the last laugh.
And people always talk about, you know, a celebration. It should be a celebration. Life shouldn't be a sad time and all this kind of stuff. But nobody ever really follows through.
When I am gone, I want you to just have a laugh and enjoy ourselves.
Yeah.
But you can't.
Not everybody does.
It's not that easy. This fella made sure of it. So you can see the coffin basically goes into the ground in the video.
Yeah.
And you can see the coffin and it's got flowers and all in it. And then a voice starts playing at the funeral in the graveyard. And it's his voice going, hello, hello. Look, just let him do it. Because he has the audio. Here it is.
Hello? 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 Let me out! Hello? Let me out! I can hear! I thought that priest I can hear! Let me out! Hello! He's in shame, I'm in the box! Hello again! Hello! I just called to say goodbye!
Brilliant.
Oh, I think it's fantastic.
So literally, there's if you get to see the video, fantastic. All of the mourners naturally standing around or whatever, a time that normally be really solemn and
the
weepy and all that sort of stuff.
The worst time of any funeral is the part, for me anyway, I remember with my own father, when the coffin went into the hole, I remember thinking, that's the worst thing.
Yeah.
And then to hear the voice. Fair, what a sound,
of course,
fella.
Obviously,
what a sound, brilliant man.
Somebody must have known. I assume somebody must have known. He must have brought a friend of his in on us or something to sort it all out.
Well, he was sick for a while, so he obviously had a
fair
lot
play
of
to him.
What a deadly thing to do. Now it just makes me think, well, what can we all do? I'm definitely going to do something like this.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm going
to
get
more. Well, you always said you wanted to be
brought
out to the sound of the Sunday game, didn't you?
Well, that's it, yeah. But they do say, you know, dying on stage is what happens when the gig goes bad. So now I want to have, like, I actually want to be.
Maybe you should go on stage.
I want to have a good gig when I'm dead. Now that's all I want to plan.
So
I want
we
to
play
be
your
dead
greatest hits.
And, well, no, Jane, that won't make anyone laugh. No, funny stuff, like. It's like something that's of the time. I want to sort it.
Maybe
like,
we should do.
He essentially did a gig at his last.
Maybe
day.
We should do yours in fancy dress. You know what I mean? Full Jake and Dirty Elwin and all that sort of stuff.
Ah, jeez.
Imagine that. Imagine an entire church full of Jakes and Dirty Elwins. That's entertaining.
Prayer for the faith to be all right. Remember, you know, instead of the Lord hears, they're all going, you know, come on over here, Father. We'll give you a little bit of a house account. But I don't know, but it does make me think of all these things that you can do now.
Yeah.
Funerals, because remember, they, only last year they came out and they said you're not allowed to have crack at your own funeral anymore.
Well, they wouldn't let you play songs that aren't holy, holy songs.
Yeah, they stopped all of that. They stopped the long speeches. They stopped. They basically told you you're not allowed to have a funeral on your own terms.
Yeah.
And this is really, this is taking it another level. Grants, do whatever you want in the church. When it gets to the graveyard, it's open season now. You know what I mean? I think it sets a great precedent. It's a great thing about Irish people as well. No, we're great at debt. Irish people are brilliant at debt. Americans and all, and all around the world. In fairness, they do things their own way. But there's no one has a crack around the funeral like an Irish person.
Yeah.
Like, it has to be said. We're very, very good at it.
Even the whole idea of a wake.
The whole, everything about it. The fact that you can be sitting there eating a lump of cake with your granny in the corner and all, and you're there, yeah, fair play to her. Oh, man, she looks lovely and all, not a bother. And all the nodding that goes on at the funeral. Yeah. You ever notice that at the funeral, the amount of nodding? When someone's far away, you nod up so they can see it. And then when they're right beside you, you nod down. For yourself.
And it's probably one of the few places where somebody would actually tell you out straight to your face that they love a good funeral.
I'm telling you now, I've been at a lot of funerals and I've been at a lot of weddings and I've yet to enjoy a wedding. And I've had some fantastic funerals.
Listen, just out of curiosity, if you've ever been at anything that could rival that in terms of a funeral, I know it's a strange question.
I know
we
it's terrible to say,
but, you know,
funerals are great.
Just in case. Mike and the Mechanics over my shoulder here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Just a quick reminder, by the way, still to come, of course, we got the first day of today's, or this week's breakfast table quiz. Nice prize for you. We've got, we're sending you off to one of the Soho hotels. I think, in fact, it's the Soho hotel of your choice. Celebrating the fact that the Castle Oaks House Hotel, they've joined the Soho Hotel Group, so you get a chance to play for that. Nothing to beat on a Monday, that's always good. And also, just a quick reminder as well, make sure you're listening for Nick Kershaw, Wouldn't It Be Good? That's this hour's Winterfest song, Forever Young's Winterfest, the big indoor festival happening at the INEC Arena in Killarney on the 6th and 7th of December. What a package we have for you. It's tickets, it's full VIP, it's champagne receptions and drinks, it's your accommodation, it's meet and greet with the stars, and it's for you and four of your mates. Five of you in total. It's incredible. So the prize is going to be handed out on Friday, but you're listening for any time we play any of the artists who are appearing, the likes of Nick Kershaw. We played Tony Hadley, Spandau Ballet earlier on, Howard Jones, Nick Hayward's in there, the Christians, loads of other acts. But anyway, this hour it's going to be Nick Kershaw, Wouldn't It Be Good. That's what you're listening for. You've got to get Win and your details onto the WhatsApp, onto 087-188-0008, but only when you hear that play. Good stuff. Thanks a million, John. It's almost 8.33, the first day of this week's Breakfast Table Quiz on the way. And it's Castle Oaks House Hotel and Estate. They've joined up with So Hotels, the So Hotel Group. So as a result, we're going to give you two nights of a family break, along with dinner and access to all the leisure facilities, and it can be at any of the So Hotels.
Tell you, Castle Oaks House Hotel and Estate. No sentence has ever rolled or sounds so poetic.
Absolutely.
Doesn't it? Like Castle Oaks House Hotel. Oh, no, I can't say it.
It's like Downton Abbey. Sounds like Downton Abbey, doesn't it?
I can't say it. It sounds like a lyric of a song, though.
Anyway, if you want to get in, nothing to beat in a Monday. Give us a shout on the WhatsApp if you fancy a play. Yeah, Nick Kershaw, Wouldn't It Be Good? Nick Kershaw, of course, one of the acts performing at Winterfest this year, Forever Young's Winterfest, the big indoor festival. Happening on the 6th and 7th of December. It's happening at the INEC Arena in Killarney. And of course, what a prize we have for you. Tickets are on sale at the moment, but I tell you something, you would not be able to buy the package that we have for you to win this week at Classic Hits.
Not a hope. It's fantastic. It really is. You're going to feel like you're kind of there to do a gig, to be honest with you, with the treatment.
To be honest with you, I'd say some of the artists wouldn't get as good a prize as this.
Yeah, I know. You're getting the backstage treatment. You really are, you know.
Yeah, the prize, by the way, is this. You get full VIP treatment for the weekend. Of course you get tickets, but you also get to stay at the INEC Glen Eagle. You get your meals, you get your champagne reception, you get your drinks tokens, and you get the meet and greet with the acts who are performing at the festival. The likes of Nick Kershaw that you just heard, the Christians, Howard Jones, Tony Hadley from Spandau Ballet, Altered Images. There's a huge, huge list. As I say, tickets on sale at the moment. But what a prize we have. It's going to be handed out this Friday, and the idea is that basically every time we play one of the artists who are performing at the festival, you text the word win with your own details. You get it in on the WhatsApp to 087-188-0008. And we drag out a qualifier each time. And then they'll all be in that big draw on Friday. So who do we have?
We have Maria Connolly in Limerick. So well she's done. In. So she's the qualifier this time around. Yep.
Good stuff. And of course, more chances right across the day, right across the week here at Classic Hits. But since we're speaking of December.
Right. Yeah. Things that you want so much. Talk about fantastic occasions like the Winterfest. Yeah. Into things that just won't go away. And like, let me apologise at this point in the show. I've been extraordinarily cranky this morning.
Oh, you have. Everybody's noticed.
I've been accusing people of drug cheating. I've been giving out about... What was the last thing we were giving out about? Oh, I was having a crack about funerals. And now I'm talking about Christmas. So we know the way this is going to go. But for God's sake, let it go. Or at least write some new songs. Like this thing in the background already. Why'd you have to do that? You're an awful old fella. I swear to God. And now they're saying they're bringing back Bing Crosby. Bing Crosby is set to be number one for the Christmas.
That's why there's Christmas music playing in the background.
Yeah, well, was there any reason for it, you know?
Since we're talking about a Christmas story.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. You had to connect the dots and do good at your job.
Mondays are good, aren't they, Mike? It's always good and relaxing on a Monday.
So Bing Crosby and his family, well, he's dead, obviously, but his family are re-releasing the song. His widow, Catherine, and their kids, Harry and Mary Nathaniel. That's a very sort of... That's a mad name, isn't it? But they're releasing this. But the London Symphony Orchestra has re-recorded it. They've put Bing Crosby's lyrics over it. It's tipped to be number one. It's not even Halloween. It is the 14th of October.
Tipping Bing Crosby to be number one.
And they're tipping Bing Crosby to be number one again with White Christmas. Yeah. Did I say it was White Christmas, the song?
So it's his original vocal.
His original vocal, which has been remastered and all that crap.
All right. And put over the
London Symphony Orchestra playing it. So wait till you hear how sick you're going to be.
I'm dreaming of a show. I suppose technology must be a wonderful thing and all that, but like, is it going to make a huge difference to... I mean, people are just going to turn around and go, I think I'd rather the original.
Well, see, this is it. It's 42 years old. Oh, 1942 it came out. So it's more than, a lot more than 42 years old. It's a version of, it's the world's best-selling single of all time. 50 million sales, 1.8 billion online streams. But it's never been number one, you see.
Oh,
it's so never actually been number one.
So that's what it is, like. So it's an old tug at the heartstrings.
So it's an old tug at the heartstrings. It's an itch that won't be
Who
scratched.
Who gets the money, by the way?
Like the Crosby family. They're the ones re-releasing it. The wife and the kids.
The lads who run the trucks, is it?
Yeah, that's
own,
it. Yeah,
own the point and all.
That's the one. Yeah, they're going to go straight to the Three Arena so they can bring back Riverdance. Yeah, it's going to the family. Yeah, the family are going to get it. But like,
would you say they're not stuck anyway?
Of course they're not stuck. Look at the billions of download, 50 million sales of one song. Never mind what else's legacy had behind them.
Would you say they're fans? Would you say they're fans of Christmas?
Oh, it's Christmas every day.
I tell you something. Go.
Every day it's Christmas in the Crosby
House. That is the secret. I've discovered what the secret would be if anybody ever wanted to truly bring you round to being a Christmas fan. It would be if you had the ultimate Christmas single that was rolled out year after year after year and the royalties just kept pouring in.
I had a Christmas single that was number 7 in the charts on Christmas Day and I made a fiver of it.
Right. Well, as I say, but so, if you had a Christmas single that was played fiver, all the time...
And I'm rounding it up, by the way. I think it was 487 or something like that.
Well, then let's start a campaign to get that on the radio more often and then... The royalties will roll in and you'll be counting the money and it'll be like, God, it'll be like Christmas for you. Sorry, that was a bad choice.
This is the worst choice. Trust me, every Monday is like Christmas for me.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the award. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
This week we're celebrating Castle Oaks House Hotel and Estate joining the So Hotel Group. So we're giving away a two-night family break along with dinner on one of those evenings and leisure facility access to your choice of any of the So Hotel locations. So basically you can head off to the Athlone Springs Hotel, the Castle Troy Park Hotel, obviously the Castle Oaks House Hotel in Limerick itself. You can choose Charleville Park Hotel, Caleshan Hotel in Port Leash, the Loch Ray Hotel in Span Galway. Wherever you want to go, as long as it's part of the So Hotel Group, away you go.
Away you go. And there is no score to set or to beat. It is Monday. There is a score to set. What it's going to be, we don't know. Glenn in Dublin, though, is going to have a go today. How are you, Glenn?
How's it going, lads?
Not good, Glenn.
Not bad at all. How was your weekend, Glenn?
Oh, brilliant. Oh, good. I'm in Limerick at the moment. I'm out in Dublin Airport.
Oh, right. Yeah. What are you doing out in the airport?
I'm out on the ramp. I look after all the toilets and water and all the aircraft.
Oh, right, okay.
Wow, yeah. That sounds deadly.
There you go. I wanted to ask you if you ever found out in Strange and that's none of my business, I suppose. Right, so, Glenn, are you all good to go with this? Are you good with the quizzes in general?
Oh, good, yeah.
Right, so.
Right, okay, so listen, 60 seconds. There's nothing to beat, Glenn, that's the good news. So whatever you get will be top of the leaderboard anyway. Right, so here we go.
What song by the Beatles contains the line, "When I was younger, so much younger than today"?
Skittles.
Help! Jacques Chirac and Nicolas Sarkozy both served as president of what country?
Russia.
France. Which actor played James Bond in Casino Royale and Skyfall?
Pierce Brosnan.
It's Daniel Craig. Which US company is known for the iPhone and iWatch?
Apple.
Which American singer is famous for My Way and Fly Me to the Moon?
Frank Sinatra.
What is the name of the lion in the C.S. Lewis book, The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe?
Aslan.
Which parts of the plant are referred to collectively as foliage?
Leaves.
Earning a living using the little talent or effort is referred to as money for old what?
Rope.
The two US states that begin with the letter K are Kansas and what other one?
Cookie.
Kentucky. In which pastime might you use a spinner or a fly?
Fishing.
In which Grammy Award winning pop star had an album entitled The Emancipation of Mimi?
Pass.
Mariah Carey Mariah Carey.
Okay.
Oh, God. I feel like I should give you one for Cookie.
Come here. Is that what did he say? Cookie? I thought he said Kentucky.
All right, was it? Give him Kentucky, so. Give him Kentucky, so, because I think he knew.
Why not? Sure. It's not like you're it's not like you're beating anybody unfairly with it. Let's give you Kentucky anyway. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 all the same. Not bad.
Not bad
at all.
Not bad.
So listen, do you want to say hi to any of the gang around you?
Yeah, I want to have the lads beside me, Richie and Phil walking in Dublin Airport.
Happy days.
They're all soaking out in their lamp.
Right, so, Chambers. They were the lads trying to help you in the background there, were they?
Yeah.
Right.
Truck pulled up beside me.
Right, Glenn, listen, have a good day, man. Take care of yourself. Cheers.
See you later, mate.
Right, so there we go. The story is set at 7. That's the bar. That's what you're going to have to beat for the rest of the week if you want to win yourself this family break to any of the Soho Hotel group. Glenn sounded like he was struggling to hear.
Yeah, I think, yes. Remember your man last week?
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
Classic hits.
And waiting for a bit of advice from the lads around as well.
They weren't a great help to him in fairness. He was doing better on his own.
You've been listening to the PJ and Jim in the Morning Catch Up Podcast. Catch PJ and Jim live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on Classic Hits.